Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chunkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up at 9:25, your chance to win some tickets to go to HF Festival 2024.
Nice.
It's crazy. We were doing stuff at HF Festival literally 20 years ago in 2004. Join us right now talk some Commanders is our pal Scott Abraham, news director at ABC7. He's a regular at training camp. Hey, Scott.
Good morning, fellas.
So, how are you, buddy?
At training camp, we spent a lot of time talking about Jahan Dotson. Do you notice him being like under heavy scrutiny by the coaching staff?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think he's getting opportunities to prove himself of what his skill set is and what he can do. I feel like he's the type of guy you can move all over the field in terms of formation-wise, because he's that Swiss Army knife type player. Could be a good situation for the slot, and I think they want to get some extra looks in Jahan. Certainly he had a down year last year, had some issues with drops and just mentally didn't seem like he was in it. I sat down with him early in training camp, and he seems like really locked in, really focused. I'm encouraged that he's going to have a bounce back year.
What about bringing in Martavis Bryant? What do you think his role is going to be? What has his role been so far in the few practices since they signed him? And then how much do you expect him to play? He and Dotson Saturday night.
So, I mean, that signing just goes to show you that there's obviously some question marks with this wide receiver group in terms of the depth that the coaching staff might have. And Martavis Bryant brings a skill set and a body type that is not in that wide receiver group. Mm-hmm. He's 6'4", he's big, he's tall, he can run. But the fact of the matter is, guys, you probably talked about it on your show, he hasn't played an NFL game in 6 years. There's raw talent there, but can he release off the line of scrimmage? Can he beat his guy? Can he get separation? Can he get those jump balls? Yes, there's an opportunity for Martavis to carve a role, carve a niche into this wide receiver group. But again, you go back to the fact, like, you know, I think he's 32 years old.
Yep.
How much gas does he have left in the tank? But I like the fact that he's a big target, right? He's, he get those 50-50 balls. He can get those fade patterns. I don't know how much he can, you know, if a cornerback does a, you know, press coverage, jam him at the line of scrimmage, can he get separation and get free? I don't know. But in terms of a fade pattern or a 50-50 ball, I think he has that skill set where they can utilize that. Is that going to be good enough to make the 53? You look at the wide receiver depth right now, McLaurin, Dotson, De'Ami Brown, Luke McCaffrey, you know, then what? So there's a path for Martavis to maybe make this 53 or at least the practice squad.
Scott, just getting back to Jahan a little bit, but others in general, Brian Mitchell, our buddy B. Mitch, said on his show, he and JP, they had noticed like some body language issues. He was getting kind of pissed off as an ex-player. And he wasn't singling out Jahan by any, he never said Jahan's name. But I thought he was talking about him, but he never said. He said there was a bunch of guys that almost seemed like, you know, I don't know, they don't want to work harder. So I don't know, it was a weird vibe. Do you see any of that?
Yeah, honestly, guys, like, you know, I'm there pretty much every day, and I have not seen that. You know, okay. I have not obviously seen that, the body language type. Certainly there was plenty of, you know, woe is me, you know, the culture was low at the end of last year. I mean, it was just, right. It was not a fun environment, a fun practice. But I feel like for the most part, everybody's juiced up and re-energized. And I would be surprised in terms of the body language or the frustration this early on in camp. So I have not seen that personally. But again, I think Jahan understands that he is a fresh slate, right? This is all new for everybody. They're getting to know Jahan. Jahan's getting to know the coaching staff. You know, he may be forced into a role that maybe he wasn't envisioning coming in, but I think he's a pro, and I think he's going to do the best he can. And I know this for a fact. He loves Jaden Daniels, and they have a really good rapport off the field. They both speak highly of each other, and they've had some really strong connections, some good, you know, completions during training camp practices. So I think that could be a young kind of duo to watch along with McLaurin and De'Ami and whoever else.
All right, give us your best guess as to the plan at quarterback. So prior to them signing Trace, who we all like because Jason's close with the family and we root for, I was under the impression that Hartman, they were going to find a way to stash him on practice squad or something. I think they gave him like a $250,000 signing bonus, which is a lot of money for an undrafted free agent. I thought he showed well in the first game. And then I don't know what they're doing with Driscoll. He looked pretty good too. I like him. Are they going to keep three up and then have one on the practice squad? Like when this is all said and done, how do you see this playing out?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they're going to keep three up. I don't. And I think most teams tend to like to go with the two quarterback situation and then use an extra roster spot for something of need that maybe they could use on special teams or whatnot. But I know they like Sam Hartman. It's unfortunate he has a shoulder injury right now. So between Driscoll and Hartman, I would lend toward the fact that they may lean towards Sam Hartman just because you mentioned they gave him a pretty good chunk of change as an undrafted rookie free agent. But again, we don't know the severity of the shoulder injury. So, and in terms of kind of playing time on Saturday for the preseason game, I'd expect Jaden Daniels to get a few more drives. Definitely, you know, more than one. Obviously, he showed out that first drive, but I can't see him going more than. Could he play the first half? Yeah, I think that's a possibility. But if he puts together back-to-back scoring drives like he did against the Jets and here against Miami, then I don't think there's any need to continue to play him if he has, you know, back-to-back scoring drives and scoring out of his first three drives in an NFL preseason action. So I think he would be done. But I think you're going to see a lot of Driscoll and obviously McSorley, and they're going to be smart, especially with the offensive line issues that, you know, we've talked about at length with the injuries and the offensive tackles and the moving of the pieces. So they got to be smart. You're not going to win football games in August. You want to be ready to make sure you're ready to go in September.
So let's just say they played Jaden for the first quarter, especially if they start pulling linemen. And then you're putting backups in. So what are you thinking? Driscoll for the second quarter and third quarter, and then Trace fourth quarter?
Yep. I would think so. Okay. Yeah, I think that's the way to go. Obviously, McSorley is so, unfortunately, raw in a sense of the right. playbook and the plays. It'll be so vanilla for Trace, but he has that initial foundation of running an offense. So he'll probably get the run in the fourth quarter, but I would say Jaden, quarter and a half, maybe a first half if things kind of struggle a little bit out there, and then obviously Driscoll will take over. But it's another opportunity for the Commanders to kind of show what they have, and that joint practice against the Jets was just a slop fest, and that I don't think it was very productive for anybody. I'm excited to see what happens today. I know it's good weather down there in Miami, so it should be some good work for them going into Saturday.
When does that start? Do you know the joint practice?
Yeah, 10:15. So about an hour. So 10:15, they get going.
Gotcha.
And it'll be good to go hit up against another team, because obviously Miami has a lot of skilled players, and I'll be curious to see if Tyreek and Tua play on Saturday, because that'll be a good test for that secondary. And I have concerns with those outside corners, and I'm sure you guys do, in terms of Emmanuel Forbes and Brian Davis and Benjamin St. Juice. There's a lot of good wide receivers in this league, especially in the NFC East with Antonio Brown, CD Lamb. So they're going to be strong up the middle, up in that box, that defensive line, those linebackers. But, that secondary, they have strong safeties. Sanders still is going to be a stud, but the outside corners, I'm concerned, guys.
Mm-hmm.
What about Jamin? What have you seen from Jamin? He's been the project that I've been hoping that they would focus on, and he made some plays in that last one. What do you expect to see from him?
Yeah, he's building, right? He's building. Like, it's been good to see him embracing this new role and a new opportunity, because he understands this is probably it in Washington. If he doesn't produce this year, he's going to be going to another team. And he's shown flashes during the preseason game against the Jets. And you watch him in training camp. You watch the reps. He's taking to the coaching. He's kind of being like that sponge of being in this new role. And I think there's a role for him in what they want him to do, because they need some edge rushers. They need some guys to get to the quarterback. And, Cleveland Farrell and Dorrance Armstrong, Jamin, those are going to be the guys that are going to be tasked with putting the pressure on the quarterback. They don't have the Chase Young. They don't have the Montez Sweat. They got to get to the quarterback, especially with maybe a potentially weak secondary. They got to make the quarterback uneasy and unhappy back there.
By the way, real quick, is there a way, because you're not in Miami, right? Is there a way you or us, the fans, can watch the practice today?
So sometimes the host team, I know the Jets had a live stream on their social media platforms. I don't know if Miami's going to do the same, but a lot of the teams that host have like their live streams up of practice. In terms of what's going on, they have some talent in front of the camera, and then they pan off and just show some live video of the practice. So I would check out the Dolphins social media platforms for any live feed. We're getting some help from our ABC affiliate in Miami, so we'll have that tonight on ABC7. But to watch it live, I would probably the best case would be going toward the.
Yeah. There's no indication at this point, like on their YouTube or anything, but we'll keep checking.
Scott,
that's what I would say.
In terms of the RBs with Brian Robinson, and obviously Eckler and Rodriguez, we'll see a lot of Rodriguez, I'm sure. But how do you think they've looked, especially Eckler? Because I think that, I think he's going to have a pretty good year if he can stay healthy. And how much do you expect those guys to play? Maybe a little bit more on Saturday night?
Yeah, I think they'll play, certainly. I think everybody's going to play the first team unit, the first team offense is going to play as much as Jaden plays. That's my expectation. Once Jaden goes out, I think that's when they'll start to filter in the backups and the secondary roles. And I'm excited about this tandem. Brian Robinson Jr., Austin Eckler. I know you guys play fantasy football. I know a lot of my buddies play fantasy football, and they all ask me, because they know I cover the Commanders on a daily basis, who's the one guy you'd want to have in fantasy football this year from the Commanders? And I tell them Brian Robinson Jr. I think he is going to be utilized. Hmm. I think he's going to be the guy that's going to get the carries in the red zone and the goal line carries, and I think he is just poised for a breakout year. Because remember, rookie year, he was shot, attempted robbery attempt. That set him back, worked his way back mentally and physically his second year. This is the year I think, you know, finally they're going to understand what they have in Brian Robinson Jr. Cliff Kingsbury understands. And then you supplement that with an Austin Ekeler who can do it all in terms of catching the ball in the backfield, lining up in the slot. He's a touchdown machine himself. So I think, especially with a rookie quarterback, guys, Cliff is going to rely heavily on this running game, establish your running game, make the defense respect the run, and that'll make a lot of things easier for Jaden in the pass and make him more comfortable in the pocket.
Well, Cakes isn't here, but he'd be happy because I have a bet that Ekeler is going to end up the season with more carries than Brian Robinson. Cakes is on the Brian Robinson side.
No, I would go B-Rob. I do.
Mm. Yeah. Now I got to root for an injury.
Yeah, I don't root for that. It's going to be interesting to see how Jaden plays, and certainly with more time, if he plays a half, because, you know, three passes, people are going crazy because of the.
I know. I know. Everybody's anointing him, and you know, it's encouraging. That's the word I've been using on our television programs, and talking to my buddies. Like, everything's encouraging. Everything's on track. He can read a defense. He can check. I mean, that was great to see. And let's see him take another step. Let's see him keep building off this and stay healthy in the process. Again, you know, I talked to my buddy Ben Standig, obviously a friend of the program, and does a great job for The Athletic, and he brought up the point. He thinks success.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Could look like if this team wins 6 games, but Jaden Daniels has a strong year, shows progress, shows growth, he would take that. That would be success to him. And I know the fans don't want to hear that because we're such a immediate results-based society now. We want things to happen quickly. And guys, you can't forget, this is still a rebuild, a recalibration, as they like to say. They blew everything up. A lot of new faces, front office, coaching, owner, everything is new. So it's going to take time. I know everybody wants the playoffs right away, 10-win season right away. You got a rookie quarterback who's going to make some mistakes. He's going to grow and develop. And let's just hope in terms of the football gods that finally Washington has figured out this quarterback situation, and he's going to be the guy for many years to come. That's all you can hope for right now.
That's true. What we're hoping for. It'd be a fun ride. Thanks, hey, Scott.
By the way, real quick, Scotty, I know it was a few weeks ago, but it was cool hanging out with you at that Commander's PR event when
I know, but we had a blast. That was great to see you guys out in the flesh, and I know EB and JP missed it, but it was great catching up with you, and that was just another kind of great thing that the Commanders organized, and just kind of the new leaf they're turning over and embracing the media, building relationships. And I was really happy to see that you guys were invited. A lot of different outlets were invited.
It was cool.
So it was great to kind of have a beer with you.
I mean, we talked shop, but we also talked life. And
you talked to DK?
Yeah.
I talked to Dan Quinn. That's talked to Adam Peters as well.
Nice.
Yeah, they were really cool dudes.
Yeah, really, really down to earth. And they took time with every reporter and, radio personality, TV personality that was there. And it was great to kind of build that foundational relationship. And it's important because you want them to trust you and you want to trust them. And it's a two-way street, and it's a good way to kind of start off the new year. So I thought it was a great idea that the Commanders put that on.
Yeah, very cool.
All right,
buddy. Well,
thank you, pal.
Have a great rest of the week and weekend, man.
All right, guys. You take care.
All right, buddy.
Scott Abraham, news director at ABC 7.
I will say that the Commanders PR staff, I had never met any of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good dudes.
Yeah, I know that was the Monday I was in the Bahamas.
Yeah, you were gone.
That was the happy hour. I know tonight we have a schmooze.
I had never met any of those guys, and I met two of them, actually three, and they were just really cool.
Look at that.
Yeah, tonight
you schmoozed with the current head coach and the past head coach in the last couple of weeks.
That's right.
When are we
both nice guys, by the way?
When you probably see Gruden every now and then.
I haven't seen him in a while, but I used to.
What head coach have you not hung out with recently?
Most of the Skins/Commanders coaches I know.
When are we going to that thing tonight? Like 5:30? Is that the time I heard?
I said I'm going to go 5:30 to like 7.
Okay. Is that what you're going to do, Valdez? All right. Are we going to? We don't have to say where, but is it Arlington?
Yes.
Is that where we're going? Arlington?
Yes.
Right in the heart of it.
So should I probably leave like at 4:30?
You might want to say they've got like a $5 Surfside can promotion.
I don't know.
That's what they're doing.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know the deal.
I'm just showing up.
Yeah, I'm showing up. 5:30. What's it? I gotta leave like an hour and then
I don't know your traffic situation. Yeah.
The traffic ain't gonna be great.
I just never drive to Arlington.
Actually,
drive to Arlington.
We did it last week or the week before when we had our dinner. When was that? It was last week.
Yeah. Oh.
I actually got there with no traffic.
With J-Dub?
Yeah, stunning. I went like the back way.
I took 66.
Yeah.
Boom, got there easily.
You know what? I just got to... I need the address. You send me the address.
Yeah, I can tell you the name of the place.
Okay, all right.
All right, we'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.